a number of times. And every time they were going to tax the rich, my taxes went up, same as yours did. I'm a long way from being rich. And you're going to find out, I bet you didn't know that you was rich either, did you? You wait till next tax season, you'll find out just how rich you really, they think you really are. What can we, y'all heard the expression, I forget where it's written at, but right is wrong and wrong is right. Yeah, that's going to happen. Well, it seemed to me like we ain't got to wait for it no more. I forget where I read that. That could have been in Revelation, maybe. I don't know. Look it up and see just where that came from. Now, what can we do as individuals to make a difference to turn this country around? The first thing you got to do is put on the armor of God. You got to put on that helmet and put on even the shoes and the ankle braces, leg braces, and carry that shield of faith and the chest so that we can take care of anything that comes against us. And believe me, they're going to be a-coming because you're interfering with their power. You're interfering with their money. And these people are used to having it their way. And these are the ones running the country. Ain't nobody we re-elect or elect. It's just these are the ones in charge because they're giving the orders. But we need to go after them and we need to stop them and we need to let them know they are not in charge. We need to prove to them that God is in charge of our country, that God is the salvation that we're looking for, and God is the only thing that stands between us and total destruction. Without him, we ain't going to be a country anymore. With him, we're going to flourish and be the country that he created a while back. God founded this country. He founded it the way he wanted it. Let's go back to what God wanted and make it our country again. Well, what you going to do? You got on the armor? Go out there and talk to somebody. Talk to everybody you see. Witness to them. Tell them how we got to get God back in charge of this country and how Jesus died for their salvation. But talk to them. Let them know. Witness to everybody that you see. And one thing you got to do, now this ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be fun. And it's going to hurt, I promise you. You got to expand your comfort zone. That zone to which you are comfortable in everything you do, that you don't, as long as you don't step out of that zone, everything's fine, hunky-dory, and you're getting along real good. Let me ask you a question. How many of you in here would be comfortable wading waist-deep in a slimy green swamp looking somebody you don't know, never met, and never see again? Not many of you. I won't either. The first few times I did it. But right now you're looking at the swamp rat up here. I got that nickname from the mountain boys. We had an exercise we were doing up there. Poured rain the whole time we were there. The only thing dry about me was my socks. Because like a dummy, I had spent $50 on a pair of Gore-Tex socks. Two bread bags were done exactly the same thing, but then what do I know back then? So I bought the socks. My feet were dry. I was sitting at a table drinking coffee and eating, drinking soup, trying to warm up just a little bit. Temperature was around 30 degrees. And a couple of mountain boys walked by and said, "Look at old Davis over there." I said, "He looks like a drowned rat." I said, "Yeah, that's one of them swamp rats. That's what they think of us down here." So, name stuck. And I like it. It's pretty accurate. And as far as Search World and Pitt Community, Pitt Detention Center, I'm the swamp rat. And I earned that. Okay? But get that comfort zone bigger. You ain't comfortable talking to people? Forget that. Go out there and do it anyway. I tell you how I do it. Holy Ghost, I can't handle this. You're going to have to take over. You tell me what to do, I'll do it. But you had to be in charge in order for us to get the job done. You tell him that, and he, guess what he's going to tell you? All right, get your hind parts in gear and go. I didn't want to go to prison, to Pitt Detention Center either. Until the Holy Ghost told me the third time that I would go. And I told him, yes, sir, and David and I went. I'll tell you about that story some other time. But we got to get involved. Y'all remember a few years ago they came after Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A was open on Sunday and they openly believed in God. And they came to shut them down. They formed picket lines around their stores to keep people from going in. Well, with a bunch of us folks, mostly Christians, that didn't sit too well. So a bunch of them got together and they went in. They went through the picket lines despite being harassed and cursed and everything else. They forced their way through, went in, sat down, had a meal. Well, the efforts to shut down Chick-fil-A didn't work so good. They're still in business. As long as we get God behind us, everything goes against us will fail. But we got to put Him first in order to work. Now, keep up with the actions, the government actions, especially in the courtrooms. Remember that Amos talked about the gate. That also means the court and how the court system is rigged and is going after the poor. They don't stand much of a chance when they get to court. That's what he was talking about. You got representatives in Congress. You can call them. You can write them. You can email them. You can visit them. Tell them what the heck is going on and whether or not you're going to put up with it. If you don't like what they're doing, tell them you don't like what they're doing. And if they don't get their act together, their hind parts is going to be licking a job because we're going to fire them. If they are doing the right thing, if they are doing what's best for this country, tell them. Tell them, look, as long as you keep doing this, we're behind you 100%. Come next election, you got our vote. But at the same time, let them know that who are for them, that they're doing good. And that's the measurement you want. Does it help the country or not? Does it support God or not? Those are the criteria that you're looking for. Now, what can one person do? You got at your disposal the mightiest assault weapon this country has ever known. For some people, it's a weapon of mass destruction. Use it. Well, what is that weapon that you keep talking about, that mightiest assault weapon? It's the vote. You not only have the right to vote, you have the responsibility to vote. Well, how am I going to need know how? Brandon, you might want to come up and play a little bit because I ain't too far from shutting up. Know the candidates that are running. Do they share your views? Are their views what's best for the country? Do their views go for God or against God? Know their views. If their views line up with what you think they should and they're good for this country, then not only vote for them, campaign for them. Talk to people, tell them, John Brown is the one we need up there because he does this, this, and this. And if necessary, if you think it's you should, go work in the campaign headquarters or offices or whatever. Support the ones that are trying to do good for this country. There's a few out there. Granted, it's not a lot. I'll get into that in a minute. There is a few. Above all, hold them all accountable for their actions, good and bad. Hold them accountable. If they do good, tell them, hey, you done good. You got my vote. I'm going to support you. They do bad. Look, you keep this up, and your hind parts is out of there. We're going to fire your butt because you ain't doing what's best for this country. You ain't putting God first. You're trying to kick him out the door, and we ain't having that. But remember, use that assault weapon. Go out there and vote. When I was growing up, there was a program on television called The Carolina Sportsman. Some of y'all might remember that. I used to really enjoy that program and would watch it every week because it was about hunting and fishing in North Carolina. But one thing, the boy always closed his show with the same three words. And I used to think, man, you have lost your ever-loving mind. What in the world are you talking about? That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But the older I got, the more sense it started making. And what were those three words he closed his program with? Don't reelect anybody. I think he had it figured out a long time before I ever thought about it. But what we got is 537 people that are elected in Foggy Bottom. My personal opinion is we need 537 brand new faces up there because the ones up there ain't doing a very good job. Now, there's a few up there, but it's so hard to find and figure out which ones it is that best is just wipe the slate clean and start over again so that we get the people up there. And personally, I think it's probably going to take about five elections before number six. Believe we'll fire him too, but eventually, they will get the message. And eventually, we can turn this country around. If, and only if, we put God back in charge. He's the only hope we have as a nation. And just remember, there's two people that died for you in this world. One's the American soldier, the other who died for your freedom. The other is Jesus Christ who died for your salvation. Just remember that. And when you walk down here, it means you're getting ready to shut up. So, in a minute, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer, and I want Doug to close us out. He's one of the first ones of that group that put on that green uniform. And if necessary, was ready to die for your freedom. Just remember those. And a bunch of them did. There was four from Washington that died in Vietnam War. Two of them are real close friends of mine. So just remember the veterans and remember the soldiers that we have today, all the branches, especially the Marines. They're the baddest of the bad. But when you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Live your life so that when you die, the world cries and you rejoice. And who brought us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.